Welcome to the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast for Friday evening, April 17th, 2026. Real stories, AI voices. Full articles at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Let's get into it.
Maine lawmakers pass bill temporarily halting data center construction. Maine lawmakers have passed a bill to halt data center construction in the state, setting a precedent in the U.S. This move could impact tech giants like Amazon.com Inc. as other states consider similar measures. The industry may need to find solutions to restore public support or explore alternative energy sources. BISD Board President Christy Schmidt and Secretary Rich Sena make the case for re-election. Bourne Independent School District Board President Christy Schmidt and Secretary Rich Sena are seeking re-election, highlighting their accomplishments and plans for the next term. With a focus on academic excellence, responsible financial management, and community values, the trustees have maintained an A rating from the Texas Education Agency, launched successful PTEC academies, and saved $85 million through financial stewardship. Early voting for the May 2nd election starts April 20th.
Tel Aviv, Seoul clash over shared video depicting child abuse. Tensions have escalated between Tel Aviv and Seoul following a video shared by South Korea's president, causing outrage in Israel. The social media post, initially meant to shed light on human suffering, has now become a diplomatic issue. Israel has yet to respond to Seoul's latest statements, underscoring the impact of world leaders' words on international relations. This dispute involving Rumble Inc. serves as a reminder of the delicate balance in global interactions.
The Iran war disrupts chemical supply for DRC's cobalt and copper miners. Ongoing conflict in the Middle East, particularly in Iran, is straining the supply of critical processing chemicals for cobalt and copper miners in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Mining firms are facing canceled or withdrawn shipments of essential leaching chemicals, leading to potential production cuts as disruptions along key shipping routes escalate.
Silver Crown Royalties closes $4,500,000 private placement at premium to market with investors including Michael Gentile. Silver Crown Royalties Inc. has closed a $4.50 million private placement at a premium to market with investors including Michael Gentile. Gentile subscribed for 219,150 common shares at a price of $14 per share, increasing his interest in Silver Crown to just under 20%. The company's cash position now stands at approximately $14.20 million, allowing them to pursue various transactions and grow aggressively.
Jorge Pardias, CEO of Globo Fran, on the cover of Welcome to America magazine. In the latest issue of Welcome to America magazine, Globo Fran CEO Jorge Pardias discusses strategies for navigating the new U.S. immigration landscape. Despite increased restrictions and fees, Globo Fran saw growth in 2025, assisting international investors with investment visas. Pardias highlighted the government's support for these visas while noting challenges for other categories. For more information, visit www.negociosmagazine.com. Defense news breaks. SafePro Group Inc. demonstrates AI drone threat detection in U.S. Army live fire exercise. SafePro Group Inc. successfully demonstrated its AI drone threat detection technology in a recent U.S. Army live fire exercise. The company's AI platform processed drone imagery to detect scattered mines, providing actionable intelligence to commanders. This exercise builds on a prior government contract and supports the rollout of SafePro's Nodic X Edge Computing System, enhancing battlefield situational awareness.
Defense news breaks. NRX Pharmaceuticals, Inc. forms NRX Defense Systems subsidiary to advance neuroplastic therapies for military and government applications. NRX Pharmaceuticals, Inc. has established NRX Defense Systems, Inc., a subsidiary dedicated to advancing neuroplastic therapies for military and government applications. Led by Dr. Dennis McBride, the subsidiary will focus on developing deployable solutions for military and first responder use, including a prototype in partnership with Zeta Surgical, Inc., expected to be unveiled at the Clinical TMS Society annual meeting in June 2026. Biomed News breaks: NRX Pharmaceuticals, Inc. forms NRX Defense Systems subsidiary to advance neuroplastic therapies for military and government applications. NRX Pharmaceuticals, Inc. has established NRX Defense Systems, Inc., a subsidiary focused on advancing neuroplastic therapies for military and government applications. Led by Dr. Dennis McBride, the Florida-based subsidiary will work on innovative treatments using D-cycloserine and transcranial magnetic stimulation. The goal is to secure funding for solutions tailored for military and first responder use, with a prototype expected to be revealed at the Clinical TMS Society annual meeting in June 2026.
Green energy breaks. American Fusion, Inc. appoints Samuel Reed as Government Strategy and Procurement Advisor. Reed will support efforts to secure government funding and institutional contracts, leveraging his experience in government contracting and defense procurement. American Fusion aims to utilize government and defense channels for funding and long-term institutional adoption. For more information, visit AmericanFusionEnergy.com.
Emerge America's 12th Annual Conference in Miami, Tech Needs National Security. Emerge America's, a premier technology conference, is set to host its 12th annual event in Miami, expecting 25,000 attendees. The conference will focus on key verticals like health tech, fintech, AI, quantum, and national security. Notable speakers include Undersecretary of War for Research and Engineering Emil Michael and DARPA Director Stephen Winchell, discussing private sector engagement with the federal government and defense agencies' adoption of emerging technologies.
Justin McKenzie shares vision for Texas Innovation on Change and Creativity podcast. Justin McKenzie, host of the Building Texas Show, shared his vision for Texas Innovation on the Change and Creativity podcast. The conversation with host Judy Oscom highlighted how local leaders and entrepreneurs are shaping Texas's growth through storytelling and opportunity. McKenzie's mission to showcase Texas as a hub for growth and entrepreneurialism is evident in his interviews with mayors and new initiatives like Vote Like a Texan and Work Like a Texan.
And thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Government and Politics podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.